So step one, we got to remove the shame shawl. You've regained weight that you lost. It's not a big deal unless you make it one with your thinking. The only thing creating shame, the only thing slowing you down, is the list of sentences that you've got going on in your brain about your regain. I should know better. I was doing so good. People are going to think that I can't get my shit together. This is the thing. You're a nobious woman. And you're a nobious woman because you get back up no matter how many times you get knocked down. This is what I need all of you to remember. It does not matter if you've regained weight. What matters is, are you going to make it part of the journey to your success story? Are you going to allow it to be the dead stop of never reaching your success story? You're not a nobious woman because you're perfect. You didn't lose all your weight the last time because you were perfect. Don't try to make this time all about how you've got to be perfect. You're a nobious woman because we don't quit. We take everything that happens and we put a new spin on it. We look at it through fresh, nobious woman eyes that says, what do I need to figure out here? How's the easiest way to get started? That is the only things we have to think about. We do not need to make this mean something about us as a person. So here's the first thing you got to realize, that restarts, they're not hard. I listen to everybody tell me all the time how restarting is hard. No, it ain't hard. You know what it takes? A piece of paper and a pen. Get your planner out. Fill some squares out. That in and of itself is not complicated. I could give that book to someone off the street. They probably could read it and figure out how to fill out squares. That's how it's actually simple. The four basics, not hard. We eat when we're hungry. We stop before we're full. There's no drama. Like, it's not complicated. You grab a bottle of water and you get your ass to bed. That's all there is to the actual restart. The restart is, all right, let me take one at a time. Start putting that shit into play. What makes it hard is when you sit there and say, it's going to be terrible. I'm going to be starving. I don't know my body. What are people going to think when I leave food behind? All of that is what really makes it hard. That's sentences. That's not the process. And it's important for you to understand when what is the difference between the process being hard or confusing and when you are allowing yourself to think things that's making it hard and confusing. So what's hard is whining about restarting. It will always feel like shit. Every single time. If you bitch and moan, your weight loss is going to feel hard. Period. And I don't care if you call it weight loss, releasing your weight, or whatever. Words are words. Decide what the fuck you want to think about a word. That's all we got to do. Believing every bullshit thought you have about yourself and the weight you've gained, that's hard. Letting your mind run wild with shame and dread and fear and just being like, I just got to tell you all my thoughts about how this is going to be terrible. No, you ain't got to tell me. You know what you got to do? Stop telling yourself that shit. Every time it comes in the door, you need to show it back outside. But like, I'm locking the door. We don't need this unwanted visitor all the time. Thinking you have to start where you left off instead of where you are, that's hard too. That's a thought. Know where you need to start? Where you're damn ready today. That's where you start. And you don't tolerate no, it's not good enough bullshit from yourself. You know it's not good enough? All this time you've wasted hating yourself over your regain. If you want to get real, Get real with yourself about what the fuck is really not good enough for your life. Stop making it about your weight regain. So, you know what's not good enough? Talking to myself like an asshole every day. This ain't no ass buffet where I'm trying to serve up as many bullshit thoughts as I can find in one day. We don't need that shit. So no more whining about your restarting. When you catch yourself whining, guess what you do? It's our four-step old shitty process. Here, old shitty, don't argue with yourself. Slap a new thought on and get back to daily life. That's it. So no whining. No more just believing every shitty thought you've got about your weight regain because it enters your house. Show it the door. Unwanted visitors get to be escorted out. If somebody showed up at your door right now who was unwanted and just walked on in, I guarantee you wouldn't be like, well, guess I got me a squatter. No, none of you would. Don't do it with your own brain. And stop trying to start where you left off. And start with something reasonable for right now. Remember, consistency is the only thing that's going to lead to your results, not perfection. Consistency with making a 24-hour plan every single day, whether you follow it or not, eventually you learn what to put on the plan to get you to follow it. And I don't care if that takes you 3 months. Do not deny yourself day 91 when it all clicks because on day 32, you felt sorry for yourself. On day 32, you beat yourself up so much that you stopped trying. Not worth it. We don't talk to ourselves like assholes anymore.